And then we had to, we changed our positions a little bit inside the cockpit, and Ellen traded out with Don so that Ellen was sitting up in the commander's seat and monitoring the RTG purge, and Mike was orienting the shuttle so it'd be in the right position, and Franklin was busy with the cameras, and then Don moved back to the back so that he would be ready to fly the shuttle away from the IUS as soon as we deployed it, and then I was busy at the IUS panel back there in the aft. Well, we went ahead and we did the RTG purge. We pulled the umbilicals and we raised the IUS and the Galileo on up to 58 degrees. Then we had a few minutes to sit there and wait until the proper deploy time came. Deploy time came, we flipped the switch, we deployed it, and it slowly went out of the payload bay. And at that time, both Ellen and I sighed a great sigh of relief because we figured Galileo was not our concern at that point because we'd gotten rid of it.